You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Welcome to Football Full Circle right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius Channel 159. Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens talking all things NFL, some news and notes around the league. Baltimore Ravens signed their wide receiver Rashad Bateman to a three-year deal, $36.5 million. How does Rashad Bateman help that team moving forward? You look at the odds on FanDuel right now. Baltimore, 7-1 shot front runners to potentially win the Super Bowl championship. And when you think about it, in Super Bowl title for Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, a lot of optimism, more optimism potentially than Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, and even Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. We know that Baltimore can run the football. We know that they can dominate in the regular season. But the biggest question mark surrounds this team is, can they do it as it relates in the passing attack with Lamar Jackson and now Rashad Bateman and Zay Flowers? That is the biggest question when you look at the Baltimore Ravens big picture. If you're betting the 7-1 number, your hope is that Lamar Jackson and the passing attack can take over. Rashad Bateman did have glimpses. The consistency from week to week wasn't there, but he does warrant the three-year, $36.5 million extension when you just look at statistics overall. And again, you know, this team has what it takes on paper, but can they live up to it in the postseason remains to be seen. When you look at just the title odds on FanDuel, Baltimore is 7-1 shot, followed by Buffalo and Josh Allen at plus 750, Kansas City right there at plus 750. And then the defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, which Ben and I have talked at length on in terms of just being able to dominate or potentially repeat. I think the Philadelphia Eagles have the best shot to do that, more so than what Kansas City's had in recent years. The defensive side of the ball is loaded. You look at those playmakers like Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, and all of the secondary help that they have, Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. From a defensive perspective, Philadelphia is as good as any team in the AFC and NFC, respectively. Their offense is loaded as well with a Super Bowl MVP quarterback in Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts stepped up last year and dominated. And I think, Ben, when you just look at the top four teams, you know, I understand the optimism for the AFC, but I would still have Philadelphia maybe plus 650, even 5-1 over the Baltimore Ravens and Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, Joe, that's been the astounding thing in my perspective of these offseason odds around the National Football League, AFC and otherwise. But even now, as you bring in the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, who are now tied for the second best number with the Bills, with the Chiefs, but behind the Baltimore Ravens. Again, part of it is perception. Part of it is also projection. You can't always use the past to determine the future. But when you look at true sample size in track record for both Baltimore and Buffalo, it is not even remotely close to either Philadelphia and certainly within the conference, the Chiefs in the AFC. And not just, hey, Baltimore hasn't been fully healthy when they've squared off against Patrick Mahomes, or the Bills have only had one shot and it was last year and they lost by a field goal in the closing seconds against Kansas City in Kansas City. These two teams, Joe, have had the opportunity in years past to slay that playoff dragon, to get past Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, and have failed numerous times to do so, and have failed numerous times to change any of that playoff narrative. Now, I say all of that still with the anticipation of, hey, 2025 is a new year. It is a new season. We could be in completely different scenarios by the time we get to the early portion of January in the start of the 2025 postseason. I am well aware of all of that. Heck, if any of you, if Lisi, if Scott Wetzel, if anybody were to tell me this is the year the Buffalo Bills win the AFC, this is the season Lamar Jackson performs in the postseason and the Ravens win a Super Bowl, I would say, great. I hear it. I understand it. I can get behind it. But what I cannot get behind, Joe, is the idea that both Baltimore and Buffalo are priced in front of Kansas City in the AFC, and now the flock has a shorter number to win a Lombardi trophy than that of the reigning champion Philadelphia Eagles. That's what I can't get behind. You want to bet Baltimore at a 9-1 price where the Eagles are 6-1 and the Chiefs are plus 700? Great. You want to place Baltimore as a front runner ahead of those two teams? That's what really stands out to me.
Yeah, and we've talked about this, right, over the past couple of weeks. I actually think, Ben, and we could break it down, but the plus 750 price on Philadelphia, unless they start like we've seen Cincinnati, 0-3 or 0-2, they're not going to be a double-digit, you know, number to win a Super Bowl championship. I don't care, you know, even if they start 1-1, that number is not going to go to 9-1 or 10-1, respectively. It's only going to get shorter. So for me, right now in June, the 750 for the Eagles makes the most sense because, again, we know about consistency, all things going forward. Okay, maybe they'll struggle a little bit. But at the end of the day, you have the most dominant defense. You have a Super Bowl-winning MVP quarterback. And, oh, by the way, Offensive Player of the Year at the running back position. That's enough to carry you to at least a 4-1 number by the end of September.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Joe. I think you're really onto something there. What is value, right? Well, what is perceived value is the team with now the second best price to win a Lombardi trophy, only a half dollar behind the front runners. Is that value? The Eagles are plus 750. They're not 75-1. But when you have the proven Super Bowl champions that are reloaded and restocked to make yet another run at it, clearly the cream of the crop in the NFC of not just reaching a championship game, but contending for a Lombardi trophy. And that team is now behind any team at all, but a team that does not have the proven track record of success in the postseason. To me, that is value. And Joe, you started off with the discussion of Rashad Bateman signing this offseason, that extension with the Baltimore Ravens. 3 years, a little bit more than $36 million. I have been a huge fan of Rashad Bateman the entirety of his NFL career, of course, dating back to his days with the Minnesota Golden Gophers. The story in his first 2 years in the National Football League, 21 and 22, health wasn't really out there, wasn't really healthy, mostly healthy in 2023, was a factor in the offense but still not that go-to guy for Lamar Jackson. Last year, alongside Zay Flowers, that's where Bateman really started to shine. Career best, 756 receiving yards, and maybe more importantly, 9 receiving touchdowns. So he gets that second contract with the Ravens. Love the move for Bateman. Love the move for Baltimore. Love the move for Lamar Jackson, because our criticism often of the Ravens is not investing in the wide receiver or skill position department to obviously help out Lamar. Love all of that. But just because the offseason vibes are high in the Charm City, by no means would you find me placing the Baltimore Ravens as the lone favorites, the solo front runners to win a Lombardi trophy with what we have seen out of this group the last few postseasons and coming up short on those most significant of stages.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, too, offensive identity in those big spots. That's where you look at the last couple of years in terms of the loss to Buffalo last season, where obviously Andrews drops the critical, you know, passes and drops to really give Buffalo the advantage. And then 2 years ago, where they failed to run the football when they had one of the most dominant rush offenses in all the AFC and the NFL, and they got away from that. So that you could have all the pieces, but if you don't have an offensive identity that is consistent in the playoffs, that is going to be a question mark that haunts you. And unfortunately for Lamar and Harbaugh, that is the question that they have to answer. And I'm with you. Can't buy it right now in June, Ben.
And Joe, we've mentioned Buffalo, Kansas City, the Ravens faltering in those spots despite being favored to win both of those games against the Bills in the divisional round a season ago, and the Chiefs with home field advantage in the AFC Championship 2 years back. More on FFC next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
It's the offseason in football, but here on FFC, there is so much to be discussed. We just talked about the Ravens having that offseason contract extension given to Rashad Bateman, and not because of Bateman, but just odds optimism. The Ravens, as we speak, a favorite at 7-1 to win Super Bowl 60, a half dollar in front of Kansas City, Buffalo, and the reigning champs, the Philadelphia Eagles. Joe, we have heard from Saquon Barkley a lot this offseason. We discussed Barkley earlier this week as the new cover star of Madden 26, a record-setting year in his debut season with the Birds a season ago, of course, resulting in a Super Bowl trip and a Super Bowl championship with the Eagles as well. Sky-high expectations for Saquon and Philadelphia once again entering 2025. But Barkley was discussing this week his football future on the Greenlight podcast with Chris Long, a former Super Bowl champion of the Philadelphia Eagles as well. He was asked about his future in football. And Saquon Barkley basically saying he's not going to go on some grand retirement tour, whether it be next year, 2 years from now, 4 years from now. He's just going to wake up one day and understand when his football playing days are done. Basically saying, Joe, the announcement of his retirement is going to come out of nowhere.
Yeah, and sort of like Frank Ragnow the other day, where he just woke up and said, you know what, I just can't do it anymore. My body can't do the wear and tear and the workouts and obviously training camp, and I'm just checked out. I think, you know, emotionally and mentally, that's where NFL players at an elite level realize that they can't play the way they can, and it's at that time that's the writing on the wall. You know, you retire from the game that you love. We saw it with Tom Brady. You know, he played in a playoff game, and all of a sudden, you know, that's it. He decided to check out, you know. But when you look at Saquon, you're talking about a physical specimen. I heard, you know, part of the interview as well. I also heard him say, you know, he wants to be that pioneer with Derrick Henry to show that the older running backs are worth the value. And, you know, Derrick Henry has done it better than anybody, where over 30 years old and still playing at an elite level, leading in the top three in terms of rushing yardage. That's what you want to see, and that shows that you're committed to the game. So whether it be, you know, next year or a couple of years from now, he'll go out as one of the greatest running backs over the past 10 to 15 seasons, and we'll see if he could duplicate the 2,000-yard effort. For Philadelphia to be positive and be a Super Bowl champion, they just realistically need him in the area, I believe, of 1,500 yards, which with that offensive line, he should be able to do no problem this year.
We'll see when old Sasquatch calls it a career. Of course, he will leave his legend and his lore in the National Football League. As Lisi was alluding to, Derrick Henry earlier this offseason with the Ravens, signing a 2-year, $30 million contract extension. It's not quarterback money, not wide receiver money, it's not edge rusher money, but we have seen that resurgence at the running back spot. The extension for Derrick Henry, who is now 30 years old, was the largest extension we have ever seen, the richest contract given to a running back 30 years old or even deeper into their career. Saquon Barkley right now is 28. Of course, he turned 28 on the day of Super Bowl 59 and the victory over Kansas City out in New Orleans. So he'll be 29, near when the Eagles hope to be back playing in a Super Bowl out in Santa Clara. I did not take it, Joe, by any means. What Saquon Barkley had to say on the Greenlight podcast was any indication it's his second to last year, his final season, or he is even thinking it of calling it a career. You would expect, much like the physical freak that the king, Derrick Henry, is, the physical freak that is Saquon Barkley, who of course has dealt with his fair share of injuries throughout his NFL career, probably plays and does so at a high level, even at the age of 30 or beyond.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, his ability to catch the football as well, I think, you know, goes a little under the radar and understated in terms of his athletic ability. You catch Saquon Barkley out in space, he is lethal. He could take it from point A to point B in a heartbeat and really change the complexity of a football game. And again, you know, you talk about his vision, his cutback ability, you know, durability. For the most part, yes, he has broken down when he was with the New York Giants. But again, talk about a workhorse. You know, we think about Derrick Henry, the only other running back that you can, equal to in terms of carries and everything else is Saquon Barkley. I mean, he can carry it 25 to 30 times a game, take the ground and pound, and still move forward. And that That's what you want to say. Again, is he worth the value? Absolutely. When you look at what he was able to do last year, Ben, in just elevating the locker room, elevating the offensive line, I mean, they bought in completely. It was a completely different rushing attack with Saquon Barkley as running back one, as opposed to DeAndre Swift and everybody else that they had a couple of years ago.
Barkley's rushing yards prop for 2025. What does he do for an encore in his second year in Philadelphia? 1450.5. That might seem like a discount. Saquon Barkley is one of nine players ever in NFL history to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a season. One of those other nine is Derrick Henry, who did so back in 2020 in Tennessee, 2027. Derrick Henry led the NFL a season ago. His first in Baltimore in rushing touchdowns was 16. He had the second most rushing yards of his career, even Joe, at the age of 30, with 1,921. Derrick Henry's birthday early January, January 4th, 1994. So he is 31. Saquon is 28. Both guys have been paid as of late, and both guys expected to do a ton for their squads once again entering 2025. I'm not sure we're going to see either guy, Joe, approach that Eric Dickerson record as Saquon Barkley did a season ago, but both, of course, going to be key components for these two teams with very lofty goals ahead in 2025.
Yeah, and when you think about Derrick Henry, too, for Baltimore, I mean, he is a player that just takes the game over. When Derrick Henry's rushing for over 100 yards, Baltimore's dominating football games, bottom line.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We'll talk more about the Ravens, the Eagles in the big picture of Super Bowl 60 with the guy Joe mentioned as well, Frank Ragnow, calling it a career earlier this week for Detroit. His head coach, Dan Campbell, gives his thoughts up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
As we were just discussing with Saquon Barkley, and as he shared, sometimes retirements of the National Football League can happen out of nowhere. Some further fallout from the big retirement earlier this week in the NFL, that would be Frank Ragnow, the longtime center of the Detroit Lions after seven seasons. because of pain and longstanding injury, calling it a career. Dan Campbell spoke about his center hanging up the cleats. And Joe, we also heard from Derek Carr this week, speaking with Front Office Sports on how his retirement and the decision behind it this offseason ended up playing out with the New Orleans Saints. First, let's hear what Dan Campbell had to say. Spoke on Frank Ragnow as he was holding back some emotion, saying, quote, he'll be missed. But also, what is that Dan Campbell mentality? But this train goes on, that next man up mentality. Of course, Frank Ragnow meant a lot to Dan Campbell. And in the way that Dan Campbell and others built up this Lions franchise to see levels of success they had not in three decades, the interior of that O-line, the offensive line as a whole, Joe, was a big reason why. There is no doubt that Dan Campbell individually in Detroit as a franchise is going to miss the services of Frank Ragnow this upcoming season.
Yeah, of course. And you think it's just about blue-collar mentality. Ragnow coming from Arkansas, great in terms of run blocking, really elevated the offensive line and gave them their offensive identity with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. And Dan Campbell's rightfully upset, right? You have a locker room guy that the teammates love, the anchor of the offensive line in terms of the center position, and now you have major question marks to fill, not just in terms of player personnel, but obviously the offensive philosophy. And we keep going back to this, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator. You know, Philadelphia, you know, got through it for the first half of the season, and that's a main reason why they fell off a cliff at the end of the season, going 1-5 a couple of years ago and got knocked out by Tampa Bay. So if you're Dan Campbell, you have to answer, what is the offense? What does the defense look like? And on top of that, we have one of our best players that's no longer going to be there. How do we make up for that? And I said this to you earlier, you know, I think it's a sell mentality until we see this team perform. When we talk about a bullseye on the back and we talk about, you know, which teams are you going to back from the odds perspective, division, conference championship, to have a 5-1 number or a 7-1 number, you know, to potentially win an NFC championship, just assuming that they're going to be a 14 or 15 win football team is a huge ask with so many questions to be answered this coming season, Ben.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Jalisi, when you think about where things stand. I'm going to throw it back to you just ever so quickly, if I can, having some technical issues with my earpiece. I'll be back in just a matter of moments. All right, Lisa Guy, take it away, and then we'll get into Derek Carr in just a matter of seconds.
Yeah, just quickly talking about, you know, Detroit and Dan Campbell and Frank Ragnow. We know that he retired unexpectedly. We talk about one of the most prolific rushing attacks in the NFC, and what does that mean for Detroit moving forward? I've talked about this with Scott, I've talked about this with Ben in terms of just big picture. When you look at the total, 4 wins this year for the Detroit Lions, over 10.5 wins now is plus 105. Under the 10.5 wins has the juice at minus 125 due to the fact that now this team has major questions. We do not know what that offense and defense are going to look like. And I'll continue to say this. In terms of the coordinators, people will push back and say it's a similar scheme. We have the passing coordinator. You have somebody that understands the defense, and you could run similar sets. That's true. But when we're talking about coordinators, offense and defense, you're seeing the game through a different set of eyes. And what I mean by that is you look at Brian Johnson. You look at, obviously, not Brian Johnson. You look at Ben Johnson, and you look at help me out. Oh, the Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn. You're seeing the game through a different set of eyes, and the coordinator might be more or less aggressive in certain situations than their predecessor. And that's where the lack of productivity comes and the lack of consistency. We don't know what the offense and defense will look like. So if we're talking 10.5, 11.5, you're talking about right now to make the playoffs, that's a huge aspect.
Yeah, it certainly is. So Frank Ragnow leaves behind a legacy in Detroit, but the Lions, with so many offseason changes, they have to cipher through as they get ready for 2025. Of course, earlier in the offseason, a big change in New Orleans. Derek Carr retires. Who's that starting quarterback? We'll hear what Carr had to say next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
We have talked about retirements around the National Football League this offseason that have kind of come out of nowhere. Joe, back in early May, nearly a month ago, that was certainly the case when we got the announcement from Derek Carr that he was calling it a career, and he had announced his retirement from the New Orleans Saints. Derek Carr this week speaking with Front Office Sports saying, basically, the decisions behind that retirement in dealing with the degenerative changes to his right throwing shoulder dating back to an injury he suffered not during the 2024 season, but in 2023. Carr had this to say, quote, "That part was tough because I didn't want to have surgery and just sit there. And it sounds crazy, but just take the Saints' money." So what Derek Carr was basically deciding between, Joe, have surgery to come back and you're not sure you're fully healthy, but what the long-term injury effects are going to be on your most valuable part of your body as a quarterback, your right throwing arm, your right throwing shoulder. And if it did not work out and his future was still uncertain, I should say, up in the air, Derek Carr would be taking money and a large, large contract still needing to be paid out by the Saints for the final 2 years under his deal. He was signed under a contract with New Orleans through 2026. Obviously, as he retires, I'm sure there's some financials that still need to be owed to Derek Carr or however that is structured in his deal. But of course, he's no longer really on the books. So Derek Carr kind of giving some of the thoughts behind what led to the announcement in early May of his retirement from football.
Yeah, again, you know, could Derek Carr play at the same level? We saw him, obviously, in terms of the injury where he's playing the New York Giants. He, you know, sacrifices his body, leans and falls on the shoulder and elbow at the same time, and now he has issues, right? And only a guy and a quarterback knows if he could chuck it and sling it as quick and as good as he did previously, and that's a huge cause of concern. And if you are somewhat checked out at the end of his career, that's a decision that Derek Carr made, and you know, you could say he made it for the benefit of the organization as well, because again, were they going to go and compete for an NFC championship with Derek Carr at the helm this year and a first-year head coach, Kellen Moore? Most likely not. You know, they might have been a middle-of-the-road team, and maybe, you know, on a good day, they could have snuck into the playoffs, but not now. They're in a complete rebuild. So walk away from the game, free up some cap space, and allow the team and the first-year head coach to move on with a new quarterback that they hope will be Tyler Shuck or somebody else. But, again, you know, we're not talking about – Derek Carr has a very good career. When you just look at it statistically, it's like, wow, this guy was good. But, again, in terms of elevating and being a contender and challenging for an NFC championship, I don't think anybody would say Derek Carr is the guy that I want under center – out of all the elite quarterbacks that are in the league.
There was a time, Joe, when he signed with New Orleans after being ousted from Las Vegas at the end of 2022, when he came to the Big Easy that offseason, they quickly became the favorites to win the NFC South, something the Saints never realized with Derek Carr as the starting quarterback. We'll talk about the future in the Big Easy. We can expect this upcoming season under a rookie head coach in Kellen Moore, more than likely with a rookie starting quarterback in Tyler Shuck. But just to give further credence to Derek Carr trying to work through the entirety of this idea, he said, quote, "I wouldn't have been able to play if I had the surgery," basically putting his 2025 season out of the realm of possibility. And then he followed up by saying, "If I tried to play with it, I wasn't near 100%, so that doesn't help them either. I just felt like it was the right thing to do for myself and for the team." Of course, Kellen Moore has known Derek Carr for a long time. They used to square off against one another on the playing surface. Kellen Moore, the quarterback for Boise State. Derek Carr, the quarterback for Fresno State, back in their Mountain West and collegiate playing days. And Kellen Moore was asked about Derek Carr earlier the offseason, how this process played out before Carr announced his retirement. Moore saying, quote, he did everything he could as he's gone through this. He's communicated extremely well. He's worked really hard to put himself in position. And ultimately, this was the outcome. So you really can't fault Derek Carr, Joe, despite how this has played out for the Saints and the idea that New Orleans is now fully in a rebuild with a rookie head coach, Kellen Moore, taking the reins in 2025.
Yeah, I think, again, you hit the nail on the head and just saying, like, you know, again, Derek Carr had a major rehab ahead of him. And again, that's just to potentially get to where you're at and at least get on the football field. That being said, we don't know if he took a shot,
yeah,
you know, whether there be any residual damage and if he was checked out mentally as well. So if you're not sure and you don't want to go through the rehab and the rehab is going to be too much, then you make the right decision and retire and allow the team to move forward and have a vision for the future. That's the best deal.
Yeah.
If you really care about the New Orleans Saints, you made the proper choice. Again, we've seen quarterbacks come back and come back from injury and they don't look 100%. And you could throw Kirk Cousins and even Aaron Rodgers into that mix. And all of a sudden, it's a wasted investment. And the team and the organization are in a setback for years now trying to come out of it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Joe. And you mentioned Derek Carr in the overall grandeur of his career. Of course, not many playoff berths in there with the Las Vegas or at the time the Oakland Raiders, but played in the modern era of the NFL. So the stats in the yardage will rank rather highly in NFL history. Carr, after 11 years, his first 9 with the Raiders, the last 2, of course, in New Orleans, threw for more than 41,200 yards. That's 22nd most all time in the history of the NFL. Who is 21st? That would be Kirk Cousins, who, of course, is dealing with his own injury issues and has his future in the National Football League very much uncertain at this moment. When you look up and down the top 20, top 25, most of the guys played within the last 2 to 3 decades. Only a few, Joe, really prior to that. Even John Elway, 1998, Dan Marino ending up before the year 2000. And then really even later than that, Warren Moon in 2000, Fran Tarkenton. Fran Tarkenton's the only guy in the top 15 that finished playing football prior to 1998. That's kind of crazy. Dan Fouts ranks 20th. He ended his playing career in 1987, of course, with the Chargers at more than 43,000 yards. So that's going to be the story, right, in terms of Hall of Fame consideration for a lot of these guys in the modern era. Their career stats because of the passing game in the National Football League are illustrious. But of course, you weigh that with overall individual and more than likely team success.
Yeah, I can't right now. If you're asking me about Derek Carr, no way. Is he a Hall of Famer?
He's not a Hall of Famer.
You know,
I'm just saying. With a lot of the guys that are going to come through and put up the numbers and the stats alone don't tell the entire tale.
Right, of course. You have to translate that to team success. You know, I think a couple of quarterbacks that you can make the argument. Obviously, you know, Mahomes with 3 Super Bowls, no-brainer. Joe Burrow, if he consists, and obviously Stafford, I think, is in the consideration as well with those type of statistics, you know, and thinking about it, being a Super Bowl winner. But again, a lot of these guys, and we've seen a transition. Teams are going back to running the football, more ball control. So, again, do the statistics over the next couple of years get dialed back? We'll see. But, again, you know, when you talk about Hall of Fame and you talk about greatness, it equates not just to team success titles, right? Because Dan Marino, you know, yes, he's in the Hall of Fame, but at the end of the day, never won a Super Bowl. That's a huge, you know, breaking point when you break down these Hall of Fame candidates, and we'll see how it plays out over the next 5 to 10 football seasons.
No doubt the 2 all-time active leading passers in the National Football League. At least we think one guy is active. That's Matthew Stafford with 59,809. That's 10th most all-time currently. Aaron Rodgers, 7th most all-time, 62,952. Now, Rodgers has yet to announce his retirement. We'll see what the rest of the offseason, of course, holds for Aaron Rodgers. Who is next up in New Orleans? Is it Tyler Shuck? We'll discuss next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle. So obviously back in May, Derek Carr announces his retirement. The Saints have had some time to figure out the plan in place at the quarterback spot. And Joe, courtesy of our Canadian friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook, they have posted some early lines for some potential quarterback battles that will play out this summer and this offseason. The odds-on favorite to be the Saints starting quarterback week number one in New Orleans, that is the rookie, although he's not exactly a young guy, Tyler Shuck, at a -310 price. Shuck, who will turn 26 in September, is greater than a $3 minus money favorite, Joe, to be that starting quarterback for the Saints in week number one. Of course, the other names in consideration and in that QB room in the Big Easy, Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener. Joe, do you agree? Will Tyler Shuck be the starting quarterback for the Saints week number one?
Yeah, I honestly believe that. And the reason why I say that is you have no reason not to start Tyler Shuck. You know what you're going to get out of Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener. Both players played last year. They didn't really show consistency. They didn't show the ability to elevate their team as it related to the passing attack. You can make the argument it was one of the worst passing attacks at the end of the regular season of any of the 32 teams in the NFL. And I understand there was a lack of talent and an interim staff, but at the end of the day, that quarterback room was terrible. And now you draft Tyler Shuck, love him or hate him, he's a rookie. You want to see what you have from the get-go. And if Tyler Shuck is not the answer, you could always go back to Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler in a new scheme to see if you can catch lightning in a bottle, or you could play out for the number one draft pick, whether it be Arch Manning or Garrett Nussmeier or some other quarterback coming out of college. I mean, there is no room to try and force the square peg into the round hole with a major rebuild in New Orleans.
Yeah, and Joe, you mentioned it right there. We'll talk further about what the NFL draft in 2026 might hold and what those names might be down there in the Bayou in just a bit. But week number one, the Saints will be at home in New Orleans. The head coaching debut for Kellen Moore and more than likely the NFL career debut of Tyler Shough, the Saints are already a 4.5-point home underdog against the Arizona Cardinals. New Orleans, Joe, the win total for the Saints this upcoming season is 5.5, and the under has the juice at -135. There are five teams around the NFL right now with a win total with the number at 5.5, but based on various levels of juice, we can compare who is expected to be the worst team in the NFL. 5.5, also the win total for the Giants and the Browns. Both of those teams juiced to the under. The Browns at -150. The Giants at -140 to the under. The Saints at -135. So the Browns expected to be the worst of the lot. We'll talk about Cleveland in just a couple of moments. Joe, like you, for me, it is Tyler Shough. He needs to be your starting quarterback week number one. You'll figure out what you have with the round two selection. If it doesn't work out, and I'm not sure it's going to be overly illustrious, Joe, as you have shared multiple times, you weren't exactly sold on the scheme behind Tyler Shough, who played 7 years of college football, first at Oregon, then Texas Tech, and of course this past season at Louisville. There's a lot to like, but is it going to replicate with success right away in the NFL? I think he'll be fine, mediocre. I don't think he's going to be a great starting quarterback in the NFL. And if the Saints, Joe, are in consideration for the worst record, one of the three worst records, depending on what the 2026 NFL draft class and the order looks like, of course, we're talking about quarterbacks. We're talking about New Orleans. We're talking about the Bayou. We're talking about Louisiana. And the two best prices to go first overall in 2026, that's Arch Manning at +230, the New Orleans native, the grandson of Archie, who, of course, was that quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, one of the best QBs you could argue the Saints have had, maybe only behind Drew Brees, and who is another quarterback that currently plays in Louisiana that has that second best price to go first overall, Garrett Nussmeier at +360. That would be enough alone, Joe. Plays in Baton Rouge, making the quick trip to the Big Easy. But who's now the new OC in New Orleans under head coach Kellen Moore? That would be Garrett's father, Doug Nussmeier, as well.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's Arch, it's Garrett Nussmeier, number one and number two coming out of the draft right now. And if you're New Orleans, it can be like splitting hairs, right? I would think Arch is a bit more mobile, utilizing his legs. He could be utilized in the RPO game, a little bit durable. We saw him use that in Texas last year, multiple times scoring touchdowns. It's going to come down to, can both players live up to the bullseye on their back, right? Because there's a lot of pressure on both Arch Manning and Garrett Nussmeier, big picture. Arch is supposed to elevate Texas past to where Quinn Ewers got them in a loss in the college football semifinal to Ohio State. And for Garrett Nussmeier, he has the best weapons in college football from a passing perspective and wide receiver perspective. Now he has to actually make the college football playoff and elevate. And you can't just do it against the likes of UL Monroe and all of a sudden, you know, Georgia Southern. You have to do it against the best teams in the conference. Talking about Alabama, talking about obviously Florida, where he struggled in the swamp. He has to elevate Texas A&M. You have a great first half and then fall off a cliff with three picks in the second half. That can't happen. You know, if you're in New Orleans and you're looking at both of those players, they have to live up to the bill and put up the numbers in their senior season. If they don't, we might be talking about a defensive player potentially number one overall next year.
The shortest price for anybody not playing quarterback is Keldrick Falk. He is, of course, an edge rusher out of Auburn at a 19-1 price. I also, Joe, again, it's very, very early, right, to talk April of 2026 in the NFL draft. We have no idea what the order is going to be. But if we follow the odds, again, the three worst win totals around the NFL this year, Saints, Giants, Brown. You would think the Saints, despite drafting Tyler Shough early in the second round, if this year is bad and they are in position to draft either Manning or Nussmeier, they would make that move. Would the Giants? With Jackson Dart being a first-round pick in 2025, maybe with a change in coaching staff? Would the Browns, with all the investment in Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel? Plenty more to come on Football Full Circle next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. He is Joe Lisi. I am Ben Stevens. And Joe, some more news around the quarterback position in the National Football League. Shane Steichen telling reporters that for minicamp next week in Indianapolis, Anthony Richardson is not going to participate as he is dealing with a shoulder injury. On the show earlier this week, Scott Wetzel and I had the conversation around the news that C.J. Stroud has not really thrown at Texans voluntary OTAs. And despite the fact that Houston is saying it's no big deal, they're just being overly cautious. Both Scott and I were like, I don't know. It's early June. What's the reason for him to be dealing with a shoulder issue or shoulder soreness when he hasn't played in a football game since the middle of January? Joe, I would say, with Anthony Richardson's track record and the fact he only played four games during his rookie year of 2023 because of a shoulder surgery and an injury that ended his rookie campaign very, very quickly, that is rather concerning stuff in Indianapolis that AR is not going to participate during Colts minicamp this following week.
Yeah, you're talking about a quarterback that really has to answer many questions, a quarterback that has struggled to stay on the football field for 17 games in a regular season, right? And now we saw him get pulled last year due to lack of inefficiency, due to lack of completion percentage, and now you add a shoulder injury into the mix where he's not making mandatory camp. That's a cause of concern for the whole team and the organization moving forward. Will it be Daniel Jones? The way he's looked and all the reports that I've heard, at least Daniel Jones looks consistent. Is Daniel Jones an elite quarterback? Absolutely not. But is he a veteran, much like Sam Darnold was for Minnesota last year, that could at least be a plug-and-play type of guy and you could get him for 17 games potentially? Yeah. And again, so this is now where the offense and the organization have to make a determination. Is he 100% healthy? Is he checked in and can he elevate where he was last year? You're not going to go anywhere, Ben, with a starting quarterback in the NFL completing 8 of 31 passes for less than 100 yards and can't make a throw past the 10-yard out. I mean, that needs to change this season.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, it's bad, right? And I think you and I expressed some concern, perhaps, even back in the draft cycle in 2023 when Anthony Richardson was getting all of the acclaim because of his athletic ability. The main concern was that in his full season as a starter, and his only full season as a starter collegiately with the Florida Gators, his completion percentage was 53.8%. Accuracy, efficiency, completion percentage, not generally things, Joe, that improve at the next level, something that you can improve upon with the pace of the game in the National Football League. And it has turned out to, at least through his first 15 games over his first two seasons in the NFL, that that worry has been proven correct. Last year, in the 11 games that Anthony Richardson played and started, a 47.7% completion percentage, 8 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. That is not good enough, Joe, to be a backup quarterback in the NFL, let alone a starting quarterback or the face of a franchise in Indianapolis. The 47.7% completion percentage, by far the worst in the National Football League of any qualified quarterback. The only completion percentage of any qualified quarterback in the NFL last year, sub 50%. The only completion percentage of any of the quarterbacks that started double-digit games, 10-plus, south of 60%. Again, Joe, there were already a ton of questions for Anthony Richardson and Indianapolis in that quarterback room entering 2025. The fact now that in early June, ahead of minicamp, Anthony Richardson is going to be out and not participate in camp, bad, bad sign in Indianapolis.
It is, and we know that this is an organization that lost their owner and Jim Irsay that passed away, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and obviously has major questions to get back to a playoff appearance. But if you're Shane Steichen and you're this team right now, you know, about a month ago, the starting quarterback position was heavily in favor of AR, I think minus 400 or in that area, and Daniel Jones was plus 230 or 250 in that area. Maybe you could have gotten 280. He's plus 136 now, Ben. I mean, it's still a good bet with plus money.
And it's moving, Joe. It is moving like crazy because we were talking about Tyler Shuck at minus 310. I checked on Anthony Richardson's price, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes ago, minus 250. That does it for Football Full Circle. He's the mastermind of the pigskin, Joe Lisi. I'm Ben Stevens. Keep it tuned in to Sports Grid Radio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.